Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle, available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hello, true crime fans, and welcome to our deep dive into one of the most startling and intriguing events in the history of the Catholic Church: an attempted assassination of the Pope. You might be asking yourself, which Pope was targeted? Who were the masterminds behind this audacious plot? And what were their motives? Well, in tonight's episode, we're going to unravel the secrets of this conspiracy, revealing how it was uncovered and thwarted. As we explore this gripping story, you'll discover the incredible details of how this assassination plot was foiled, the consequences faced by those involved, and the lasting impact on the church and its security measures. Was there an inside collaborator? What was the global reactions? And are there any lingering mysteries surrounding the plot? Stay with us as we answer those burning questions and delve into the depths of this hidden conspiracy. By the end of this video, you'll have a comprehensive understanding of one of the most fascinating attempted assassinations in our history. So buckle up for an eye-opening journey into the shadows of the Vatican, where secrets are exposed and the truth is stranger than fiction. To fully understand the gravity of the attempted assassination of Pope John Paul II, we need to set the stage with a comprehensive look at the historical and political climate of the early 1980s. The year was 1981, a pivotal moment in history marked by intense global and internal challenges for the Catholic Church. The Cold War was at its peak, defining the geopolitical landscape as a tense standoff between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. This ideological struggle between capitalism and communism permeated every corner of the globe, resulting in a climate of suspicion, espionage, and covert operations. Pope John Paul II was elected in 1978 and was the first non-Italian pope in over 450 years, and his papacy quickly became a symbol of hope and change. Hailing from Poland, a country under communist rule, John Paul II's election was seen as a beacon of resistance against Soviet oppression. His strong support for the Solidarity movement in Poland, which sought greater political freedoms and workers' rights, positioned him as a formidable adversary to communist regimes. Within the church, John Paul II initiated significant reforms and took bold steps to address contemporary issues. He emphasized the need for human rights, religious freedom, and interfaith dialogue, reaching out to leaders of other religions in unprecedented ways. These efforts were part of his broader vision to modernize the church and enhance its role in a rapidly changing world. However, these initiatives were not without controversy. The Vatican was grappling with the effects of the Second Vatican Council's reforms, which had stirred both support and opposition within the church hierarchy and among global political leaders. While many lauded the Pope's progressive stance, others saw his actions as a direct threat to established power structures and ideologies. In Europe, the rise of the Solidarity movement in Poland was a significant factor in the political dynamics of the time. The movement challenged the authority of the communist government, inspiring similar movements across Eastern Europe. Pope John Paul's II's vocal support for solidarity further strained relations between the Vatican and the Soviet bloc, heightening tensions and making him a target for those who viewed his influence as destabilizing. Beyond Europe, the Church was navigating complex challenges in regions like the Middle East, where ongoing conflicts affected its ability to operate freely. These global and regional issues required a pope who was not only a spiritual leader, but also a diplomat capable of engaging in the intricate world of international relations. Amidst this backdrop of global tension and internal church dynamic, the stage was set for an audacious plot at shaking the very foundation of the Catholic Church. The assassination attempt on May 13, 1981, was a shocking manifestation of the extreme measures some were willing to take to silence a powerful voice for change. Understanding the historical context is crucial for illuminating the motives behind the assassination attempt and the profound impact it had on the world stage. It highlights the intricate web of political, religious, and social factors that converged to create a moment of crisis and transformation for the Catholic Church and the world. The assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II on May 13, 1981 was a complex and audacious operation, executed in broad daylight amidst the gathered faithful in St. Peter's Square. To fully appreciate the intricacies of this plot, we need to examine the meticulous planning, the players involved, and the broader geopolitical context that may have influenced the attack. A central figure in the assassination attempt was Mehmet Ali Hadji, apologies if I butcher his name, a Turkish national with a criminal history and connections to extremist groups. Born in 1958, Mehmet had a troubled youth, marked by criminal activities and a stint in the Turkish military from which he deserted. He became affiliated with the Grey Wolves, a Turkish ultra-nationalist paramilitary organization known for its violent actions and extreme right-wing ideology. The group was implicated in various acts of political violence within Turkey, targeting left-wing activists and opponents of the state. Mehmet Ali Hadji's notoriety began with the 1979 murder of a respected Turkish journalist and editor. The journalist's assassination was a high-profile crime that highlighted the Grey Wolves' reach and influence. He was arrested for the murder but managed to escape from a Turkish prison in November 1979 under suspicious circumstances, suggesting the involvement of a network of sympathizers who facilitated his breakout. After his escape, Mehmet made his way to Bulgaria, a country within the Soviet sphere of influence, where he is believed to have received further support and instructions. The choice of Bulgaria is significant as it was a key ally of the Soviet Union, and the country's intelligence services were suspected of collaborating with the KGB on covert operations against Western targets. The plot to assassinate Pope John Paul II was meticulously planned, with Mehmet traveling across several European countries using false documents. His journey was facilitated by a network of contacts, some of whom were reportedly linked to Eastern Bloc intelligence services. This web of connections has fueled speculations about a wider conspiracy involving state actors. Upon arriving in Italy, Mehmet integrated himself into the tourist crowds in Rome on the day of the assassination attempt. He positioned himself in St. Peter's Square, blending in with the thousands of pilgrims gathered to see the Pope. Armed with a Browning high-power 9mm semi-automatic pistol, he waited patiently for the Pope's appearance. As Pope John Paul II rode through the square in his open-top Pope-mobile, Mehmet saw his opportunity. At approximately 5:17 p.m., he fired 4 shots from the crowd. The bullet struck the Pope in the abdomen, right hand, and left arm, while 2 other bystanders were injured in the attack. The scene in St. Peter's Square descended into chaos as security personnel and onlookers rushed to the Pope's aid. Despite his life-threatening injuries, John Paul II remained conscious as he was quickly taken to the Agostino Gemelli University Polyclinic, where he underwent extensive surgery. Mehmet Ali Hadji was apprehended at the scene by Vatican security and Italian police. His arrest marked the beginning of a complex investigation that sought to uncover the full extent of the conspiracy. During interrogations, he initially claimed he acted alone, but his subsequent statements and retractions added layers of mystery and confusion to the case. Italian authorities, along with international intelligence agencies, launched an extensive investigation into Mehmet's background and potential connections. Theories emerged suggesting that the plot was part of a larger conspiracy orchestrated by the Soviet Union's KGB, possibly involving Bulgaria's secret service to eliminate the Pope, who was seen as a significant threat to communist interests. The so-called Bulgarian connection theory posited that the assassination attempt was a response to the Pope's outspoken support for the Solidarity movement in Poland, his homeland, which was challenging Soviet control in Eastern Europe. The theory was bolstered by Machmed's travels and contacts in Bulgaria, but concrete evidence linking state actors to the plot remained elusive. The assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II had profound implications, both personally for the Pope and globally. The Pope's survival and eventual forgiveness of Machmed during a prison visit in 1983 became iconic moments of reconciliation and faith. The incident also led to increased security measures for the Pope and Vatican officials, reflecting the heightened threats against religious leaders in a turbulent political era. Despite extensive investigations, many questions about the plot remain unanswered, and conspiracy theories continue to intrigue historians and analysts.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy: family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
The attempt on Pope John Paul II's life remains a stark reminder of the volatile intersection of faith, politics, and ideology during the late 20th century. The assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II was a pivotal event orchestrated by a network of individuals and organizations, each with their own complex motivations. To fully understand why the Pope was targeted, it's essential to examine the backgrounds, affiliations, and driving forces behind the key players involved in this conspiracy. In addition to political motivations, religious and ideological factors contributed to the assassination plot. Pope John Paul II was a transformative figure in the Catholic Church, known for his efforts to promote interfaith dialogue and modernize the Church's approach to global issues. His outreach to other religions, particularly Judaism and Islam, challenged traditionalist views within the Church and provoked opposition from hardline factions. Ultranationalists like Mahomet, the Pope symbolized a Western liberalism that conflicted with their vision of a homogeneous and authoritarian society. The assassination attempt was seen as a direct strike against a powerful institution that opposed their ideals and supported global movements for freedom and human rights. The aftermath of the assassination attempt was marked by a swirl of disinformation and misinformation, complicating efforts to uncover the true nature of the conspiracy. Various intelligence agencies and political actors had vested interests in either implicating or exonerating certain parties, leading to a tangle of narratives that persisted over the decades. Disinformation campaigns served multiple purposes. They protected operatives, shifted blame, and created plausible deniability for state actors who might have been involved. This manipulation of narratives highlighted the complex interplay of espionage, propaganda, and political maneuvering characteristic of the Cold War era. The assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II on May 13, 1981 was a shock to the world, but the process of uncovering the full extent of the plot was an intricate and challenging endeavor. It involved a meticulous investigation by Italian authorities, collaboration with international intelligence agencies, and the courageous revelations of informants and whistleblowers. In the immediate aftermath of the shooting in St. Peter's Square, Mahomet Alijandja was swiftly apprehended by Vatican security and Italian police. His capture was the first step in unraveling the conspiracy, as it allowed authorities to interrogate the assailant and begin tracing his network of contacts and movements. The initial phase of the investigation focused on his background and recent activities. Investigators were aware of his affiliation with the Grey Wolves, unknown ultra-nationalist group in Turkey, which suggested the possibility of a broader conspiracy. During interrogations, Mahomet offered a mix of admissions and evasions, initially claimed he acted alone. However, his statements were often contradictory, hinting at the involvement of others. Italian investigators, recognizing the complexity of the case, expanded their inquiry to include Mahomet's international connections. Key to the investigation was the role of the Italian intelligence agency ISMI, which had been monitoring Mahomet's activities since his arrival in Italy. Their surveillance efforts revealed his use of false identities and his interactions with individuals suspected of having links to Eastern Bloc intelligence services. A significant breakthrough in the investigation came with the emergence of the Bulgarian connection. This theory suggested that Bulgarian intelligence, possibly acting on instructions from the Soviet KGB, was involved in planning the assassination. The motivation behind this involvement was believed to be the Pope's strong anti-communist stance and his support for the Solidarity movement in Poland. Evidence for the Bulgarian connection was initially circumstantial, based on Mahomet's travels and contacts in Bulgaria prior to his arrival in Italy. Italian investigators pursued leads indicating that Mahomet had met with individuals linked to the Bulgarian Secret Service, raising suspicions of a state-sponsored plot. The investigation was significantly aided by information from defectors and informants who provided insights into the operations of Eastern Bloc intelligence services. These individuals, often former operatives themselves, revealed details about the coordination between Soviet and...
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Bulgarian agencies and their interest in destabilizing Western influences. Among the key informants was a Bulgarian defector who testified about the potential involvement of his country's intelligence services in the assassination plot. His testimony provided investigators with valuable leads, although concrete evidence linking the Bulgarian government directly to the plot remained elusive. The complexity of the case required international cooperation, with Italian authorities working closely with intelligence agencies from the U.S., Turkey, and other Western countries. The collaboration was crucial in tracing Mehmed's movements across Europe and identifying the network of individuals who assisted him. Turkish intelligence, familiar with Mehmed Alihanj's connections to the Grey Wolves, provided important background information on his activities and associations. Western intelligence agencies contributed their expertise in monitoring Eastern Bloc operations, offering insights into the potential geopolitical motivation behind the assassination attempt. St. Peter's Square, a vast open space that accommodates thousands of pilgrims and visitors, presents unique security challenges for the Vatican. On the day of the attack, security measures included both visible and covert operations designed to safeguard the Pope during his public appearances. The security detail consisted of a combination of Vatican security, Swiss guards, and Italian police. Despite these precautions, the tradition of allowing the Pope to ride in an open-top vehicle, a gesture symbolizing his accessibility and closeness to the people, posed inherent risks. The security forces had to balance maintaining the Pope's public presence with protecting him from potential threats. When Mehmed Alihanj opened fire on Pope John Paul II, the response from the security forces was immediate and decisive. Within seconds of the first shot, members of the Vatican security team and Italian police sprang into action, quickly surrounding the Popemobile to shield the Pope from further harm. Critical in this moment was the rapid assessment of the situation by the Pope's personal security detail, who managed to extract him from the vehicle and rush him to safety. The decision to transport the Pope to the hospital was made swiftly, allowing him to receive life-saving medical attention within minutes of the shooting. The medical team at the hospital, already on alert due to Pope's scheduled public appearance, was prepared to handle emergencies. The swift arrival of the Pope at the hospital enabled doctors to perform emergency surgery that ultimately saved his life. The seamless coordination between security and medical personnel was crucial in ensuring the Pope received the necessary care in record time. In the aftermath of the assassination attempt, the Vatican and Italian authorities undertook a comprehensive review of the security protocols for the Pope. The attack highlighted vulnerabilities in the existing measures, prompting significant changes to enhance the safety of the Pope during public appearances. One of the most notable changes was the introduction of the bulletproof Popemobile, designed to protect the Pope while allowing him to maintain visibility with the public. This vehicle became a symbol of the necessary precautions taken to balance the Pope's security with his pastoral duties. Following the assassination attempt, the Vatican also intensified its collaboration with global intelligence agencies to improve threat assessment and early detection of potential plots. This included monitoring extremist groups, evaluating credible threats, and employing advanced surveillance technologies to prevent future attacks. Security personnel received additional training to better prepare for emergency situations, focusing on rapid response and threat neutralization. These enhancements were part of a broader strategy to ensure the Pope's safety while preserving his ability to engage with the global Catholic community. The assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II sent shockwaves around the world, leading to significant legal actions against the conspirators and profound consequences for the organizations involved. Following the attempt on the Pope's life, Mehmed Alihanj was immediately arrested and taken into custody by Italian authorities. His capture at the scene of the crime provided the judicial system with a clear path to pursue legal action against him. In July 1981, Mehmed was tried in an Italian court where he faced charges of an attempted murder. The trial garnered international attention as it was the first opportunity for the public to hear details of the conspiracy and Mehmed's motivations. During the proceedings, Mehmed offered erratic and contradictory statements, at times claiming to have acted alone, while at other times suggesting he was part of a larger plot. Despite his inconsistent testimony, Mehmed was found guilty and sentenced to life imprisonment. The Italian authorities, along with international intelligence agencies, continued to investigate the possible involvement of other conspirators and state actors. The emergence of the Bulgarian connection theory led to further legal proceedings aimed at uncovering potential ties between Mehmed Alihanj and Bulgarian operatives. In 1983, three Bulgarians and four Turks were put on trial in Rome, accused of being accomplices in the assassination attempt. The trial, which lasted several months, was a complex affair. marred by a lack of concrete evidence and conflicting testimonies. Ultimately, all the defendants were acquitted in 1986 due to insufficient evidence, leaving many questions about the broader conspiracy unanswered. In a remarkable turn of events, Pope John Paul II visited Mohamed Alhaji in prison in 1983, offering forgiveness for the attempt on his life. This act of compassion became an iconic moment, symbolizing the Pope's commitment to reconciliation and mercy. Mohamed remained in an Italian prison until 2000 when he was pardoned by the Italian president at the request of the Pope. Following his release, Mohamed was extradited to Turkey, where he served additional time for previous crimes, including the murder of journalists, and was released from Turkish prison in 2010. The assassination attempt had significant repercussions for the organizations and entities implicated in the plot. The Grey Wolves, already known for their extremist activities, faced increased scrutiny from international law enforcement agencies. Their involvement in Mohamed's radicalization and escape from Turkish custody highlighted the dangers posed by extremist groups with transnational networks. The allegations of Bulgarian and Soviet involvement intensified Cold War tensions, as the West perceived the attempt as a possible act of state-sponsored terrorism. Although concrete evidence of state complicity remained elusive, the suspicion further strained relations between Eastern Bloc countries and the Vatican. From the onset of the investigation, authorities considered the possibility that Mohamed Alhaji may have received help from individuals with access to sensitive information or security protocols. The well-coordinated nature of the attack and Mohamed's ability to position himself so close to the Pope in St. Peter's Square suggested that he may have benefited from inside knowledge. Several theories emerged regarding potential inside collaborators. Some investigators speculated that Mohamed might have received detailed information about the Pope's schedule, security arrangements, and vulnerabilities from someone with insider access. Such information would have been invaluable in planning the timing and execution of the assassination attempt. And then you got to take a look at political and ideological sympathizers. The Cold War context and Pope John Paul II's vocal opposition to communism led to concerns that individuals sympathetic to Eastern Bloc ideologies might have been involved in facilitating the plot. The Vatican, as a global religious and political entity, has historically been a focal point for intrigue and power struggles. Some theories suggested that factions within the Church, possibly opposed to the Pope's reforms and policies, might have had the motivations to assist in the plot or at least undermine his authority. Despite these theories, concrete evidence of insider collaboration was never conclusively established. The investigation faced numerous challenges in uncovering potential internal assistance. Including secrecy and complexity, the Vatican's internal operations are shrouded in secrecy, making it difficult for external investigators to penetrate and gather reliable information. This secrecy, combined with the complex political dynamics within the Vatican, created significant barriers to uncovering any potential internal involvement. Then we had conflicting interests. The global political climate and the high stakes involved in the investigation meant that various intelligence agencies and political entities had conflicting interests in shaping the narrative. This led to the dissemination of disinformation and conflicting accounts, complicating efforts to identifying the truth. And you had a lack of direct evidence. While circumstantial evidence and testimony suggested the possibility of inside assistance, investigators struggled to obtain direct evidence or testimonies linking specific individuals to the conspiracy. This lack of definitive proof hindered efforts to prosecute or publicly identify potential collaborators. Catholic faithful were stunned by the news of the attempt on the Pope's life. Pope John Paul II was not only a spiritual leader, but also a symbol of hope and resilience for millions around the globe. His advocacy for human rights and religious freedom had endeared him to people of all faiths, making the attack feel personal to many. In the immediate aftermath, churches worldwide held vigils and special masses to pray for the Pope's recovery. The attack served as a rallying point for Catholics, who united in their support and solidarity for the Pope. The incident also reinforced the Pope's image as a martyr for peace and justice, strengthening his moral authority and influence. World leaders reacted with shock and condemnation to the news of the assassination attempt. Messages of support and solidarity poured in from every corner of the globe, reflecting the Pope's international stature and the respect he commanded across political and ideological divides. U.S. President Ronald Reagan, who himself survived an assassination attempt just weeks earlier, expressed his deep sorrow and admiration for the Pope's resilience. Leaders from both Western and Eastern Bloc countries condemned the attack, recognizing it as a direct affront to peace and stability. The assassination attempt occurred during the height of the Cold War, a period marked by intense geopolitical tensions, and the incident had significant implications for international relations, highlighting the Pope's role as a key figure in global diplomacy. The assassination attempt had profound implications for the papacy, shaping the way future popes approach their roles and responsibilities. It's a legacy of courage and forgiveness. Pope John Paul II's legacy as a leader of courage and forgiveness was cemented by his response to the attack. His decision to visit Mohammed in prison and offer forgiveness became a defining moment in his papacy, exemplifying the core Christian values of mercy and compassion. And he was a model for successors. The Pope's handling of the crisis set a precedent for future popes in terms of public engagement and crisis management. His ability to navigate complex political landscapes and address global challenges provided a model for his successors to emulate. As we wrap up our deep dive in this assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II, we're reminded of the profound impact this event had on history and its enduring lessons for us all. The attempt on the Pope's life was not just a moment of crisis, but a defining episode that highlighted the power of faith, forgiveness, and resilience in the face of adversity. Pope John Paul II's remarkable ability to transform a personal tragedy into an opportunity for reconciliation and peace exemplified his deep commitment to the principles of compassion and understanding. His forgiveness of Mohammed Ali Hadja became a beacon of hope and a powerful testament to the strength of the human spirit. Today, as we reflect on the lingering mysteries and unanswered questions surrounding the plot, we are reminded of the importance of vigilance and collaboration in safeguarding those who inspire and lead us. The lessons learned from this extraordinary event continue to resonate, urging us to remain steadfast in our pursuit of truth, justice, and peace. Before we wrap up today's episode, we'd like to remind you, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Just search the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Of course, if you want to support the channel, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. That's buymeacoffee.com/TCNS, where you can give us $1, $5, $25, $50, however much you want to give. And your money goes right back into the channel. Help us take this show on the road, bring in new hosts, be able to pay them, and eventually upgrade our equipment. We'd definitely love to visit true crime scenes and record live episodes from there. And your support can help make that happen. So, don't forget to give us a thumbs up if you like our video, hit that subscribe button down below, hit the bell notification button to be notified the next time we release an episode. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.